we are back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your co-host, along with my two other co-hosts, Declan and Patrick. And
Beckett's coming.
Beckett's on his way. What are we working on as a family? What we got going on?
We're building a wall.
We got building a retaining wall, neutralizing or nature trail.
How's the Mustang going?
It's going all right. We need someone to come out and look at the idling again. I replaced the fuel pump in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, we're building a wall. A retaining wall, you know, to make everything look nice. Like Patrick said, we're working on a trail. And, yeah. We are currently, working on a short film called The Ballad of the White Horse. It's actually a scene from The Ballad of the White Horse. And, yeah, we're currently working on that. I don't know where we're at in that process. Fabiola, we are filming the pilot very soon, coming up in June. We're going to be flying a bunch of people on this. It's going to be pretty cool. So, you hear that bunch of racket? That is a new dog we found running around. I looked for his owner. I haven't found anyone yet. He's cute. He looks like a little bit like a grizzly bear, so we call him Grizzly. Starting to train him a little bit. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, we can go now. So, there's that. We learned something interesting about Top Gun. And here Beckett is. And Beckett's gone. Okay. Beckett, I was hoping you would want to talk a little bit about Steve Barkley. Apparently, this guy we knew is a first graduate from Top Gun. The real thing.
Who's the first people to complete a mission? Him and his buddy.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, so. What are you currently reading, Patrick?
Kidnap.
What's it about?
Kidnap? I don't know, I've only read the first chapter.
Declan, what are you currently reading?
The Rebs and the Rebcoats.
What's it about?
It's about rebel prisoner put in a house, and he changes, and the uncle is pretty much a
interesting
old Grinch.
That's it. What are you currently reading?
Nothing.
Okay. We have the e-courses out, which I think we mentioned last podcast. We also got...
It is $40.
Yeah, it is $40.
In case anyone's wondering.
And Fabiola funding. We need a little bit more, I believe. You know, just donate at least $100. That'd be really cool.
We got new merch.
We got new merch in the store. What's the new merch?
It's a jewelry box and a cup.
And a
coffee cup with Our Lady... Ruth.
Ruth and Judith.
And Judith.
On it? Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. What good movie have you watched recently, Patrick?
Let's see, what did we watch the last few days?
We watched Squeaky Clean Mysteries.
Weird.
We watched...
Rat Pack.
Mulberry Feast.
Mulberry Feast was okay. Same with Rat Pack. Squeaky Clean Mysteries.
Sahara.
Sahara.
It's got some questionable parts.
Just, we skip.
Just the very end. We got the newsletter. You can sign up for our newsletter on the website. Just go to industriousfamily.com. Industriousfamily.com.
And then there'll be a drop down and you go to the page.
But you can leave in the page. Happy to announce that the Fabio pilot set is finished.
Yay!
Only to, in about next month, we'll probably be tearing it down again.
Oh.
Boo.
That's gonna be fun.
Not.
Let's destroy those gorgeous costumes.
What? What went?
Okay. In the past, we failed to weather our costumes no more. Art department is busy learning. I'm part of art department. How come I didn't hear about this? No, Beckett, how are you doing?
Good.
Did you lose your ability to give a thumbs up?
Lost the ability to give a...
No. Well, I did guess, you? What the?
No. Did you take some?
let's see what else is going on.
Could you read the letter from everyone? Oh, Mary had a meeting with Michael Osborne yesterday.
Oh.
And Sam Nichols. I guess they're making a
poster.
Mary has made her posters in the past, but I think we're trying to get, you know, people involved and making it big, man. It's gonna be huge.
I got stung in the eyeball by a honeybee.
Oh yeah, one of our hives split and swarmed onto a rose bush, and we were dumping them in yesterday into a top bar, and Patrick got stung on the eye. Now his eye is twice as, not the eye, but the eyelids are twice the size on one side. Mm-hmm. He also got stung on the arm.
That one's out of bed.
They were.
It's not twice the size.
Now he wears sunglasses all the time.
Mm-hmm. They look weird.
You can wear us a bag.
He looks a little bit like an orc.
I don't care what you think of me looking while asleep.
He looks a little bit like that orc in, I think it's actually an orc.
In Lord of the Rings.
In Lord of the Rings. Okay. Yeah, I think, I'm pretty
sure. Just not green. It's only one eye.
He's like a,
don't move,
or something like that.
He's got a hinge on his head.
Yeah, he's got a hinge on his head. He must be an orc guy then if he's got a hinge on his head. No, that's a different guy. But anyway, okay,
whatever.
The guy who throws, you know, yeah. It's while they're attacking Gondor.
No way, that you're thinking about
the general guy.
Isn't that in The Hobbit?
No, that's in Lord of the Rings.
He's like white. He's like the star.
Agatha's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
He's like.
Well, that wraps up Gophers Get a Grip today.
See you next time.
See you next time.